When a woman gives birth to a child, then it is said that all costs related to the child's birth should be paid by the parents of the woman. Now she is your daughter-in-law, you should bear the cost. She's your wife and your responsibility. After the child is born, there comes another question. What will the parents of the woman bring as a gift? Why would woman's parents bring the gift now? What was their fault? It was that they married their daughter to you? Your demands at the time of marriage, at child's birth, and even expecting something at the time of Hajj Umrah? Why are you keep asking, have you made yourself a respected beggar? Now after marriage, husband should bear all the expenses of the family. Remember, living expenses are the responsibility of husband. Even if the wife doesn't work, there are so many countries in the world where woman works and man doesn't work and eats at home. Are you following them? Or you want to follow those societies where a manager comes to pick up a working wife and she leaves for work in front of her own husband sitting beside her manager? And husband is leaving for work with a core female worker in front of his own wife while sitting on the front seat. Do you want to develop this culture? There is a concept of veiling for a woman, even if woman wants to work because of her needs. But there are certain preconditions for her respect, honor, will, and security. If we implement all these conditions, then the doors of evil will close. If we will make our marriages economical, then we will have blessings in our lives. A poor person is asked, how much will you spend on your marriage? Why would he spend so much on his marriage? Why are you forcing him? He is adult now. Why are you showing him the path of sins? There is no need to invite 500 people on your wedding. You can just invite few friends and that's it. Whatever man is decided, he will just pay it. And whatever reasonable expenses will occur, he will bear it. And he will provide a shelter to the wife. You have to teach your daughter the way to live with parents of her husband and to be obedient to husband. Islam has talked about even this relationship. I mean the relationship of husband and wife. So that a house becomes a place of happiness. And it is said for a woman, a woman who died in the state that her husband was happy with her, she will enter into paradise. Our Islam is teaching us. Our deen is teaching this.